Welcome to worship at Hollywood United Methodist Church in Harmony, Toluca Lake. We are so excited that today is the third anniversary of our congregation of our Harmony Toluca Lake campus. We are so grateful to God for what God has done here among this congregation and these people, and we look forward to seeing what else God is going to do in the next 3 years. So now let us join our hearts together as we worship God.
Set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. Sing of your love forever. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth.
Good morning. Won't you please join me in a moment of celebratory prayer on this third anniversary of Harmony Toluca Lake? Gracious and loving God, we are so grateful for this gift that you have given us to build your community here in the heart of Toluca Lake, to help to continue to share the ministry and the mission that was born through your church at Hollywood United Methodist Church to other places in our city. We are grateful for the community that has begun here, for the friendships that have been made, the families that have been forged. Even though we worship in different places at home, we know that this, your church, this beautiful sanctuary that you have given us, is a spiritual home for all. And we are grateful for the gift of this ministry that you have given us. We pray that you will continue to guide us in our work in our community as we take your voice out into the world, as we share Christ's encompassing love, as we challenge ourselves to grow, to see more, to see the possibilities that are here and that are present. We thank you for the way that you have walked in our lives and brought us to one another. This morning, in the midst of this pandemic, this is a moment of joy. And we pray that you will continue to bring us joy as we grapple with the difficulties that are around us at all times. We pray for all those who have been impacted by these terrible fires, both human and animal and plant. May we be better stewards of your creation and our neighbor. We pray for those who have been impacted by the coronavirus, by COVID-19, who have lost loved ones, who are struggling with illness, who do not have answers. The road is long. We have been separated by quarantine and so many other things, and we pray that you will continue to remind us that this too shall pass, because you are a God of deliverance and love. You have birthed us to live lives of joy and justice, and you will guide us on that path. We also pray for those who are experiencing the uncertainty of unemployment, the difficulty of wages that aren't high enough or work hours that aren't high enough, for our houseless neighbors who are living in heat and smoke and do not have protections from the disease that we are all in fear of. We also mourn the loss today of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She, who is a champion of the law that protects all people, that protects the rights of women and the least of these. Her life is a ministry in itself, and we are grateful for her wisdom, her witness, and her courage. The way she broke down barriers and walls and built up those who needed it. And we pray that whatever happens next in that important role in our community and our society, that they will live into that legacy and fight for those who most need it. We pray for all of us. These uncertain times, these difficulties which seem to mount every day, can build on our hearts and make us unsure of what is next. But you have promised us a different future, and for this we are intensely grateful. Your son Jesus showed us the way to love one another and to continue to build the beloved community. He embraced each and every one and has asked us to do the same. And on this beautiful anniversary of our church and in honor of the kind of community that we intend to build together, I invite us all to pray the prayer that he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Hi, I'm Shauna Carroll. I'm one of the leadership team here at Harmony Toluca Lake, and we want to share some announcements with you today. This coming Monday, Courageous Conversations resumes at 7:30 p.m. via Zoom, co-led by Rev. Dave Bungie and worship leader Melinda Hale. It's a great way to courageously engage about what's happening in the world and how we can make a difference. Pastor Mark is leading a new online study called Pro-Future Faith, bridging the gap between our head and heart, science and faith. That's happening on Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. This ties into a brand new opportunity being led by Julia Rodriguez called Creation Care. How do we properly care for our world? And that includes how the church cares for this world. The group will meet online once a month, starting Monday, October 5th at 7 p.m. And we will also meet in person for a monthly community event following responsible CDC pandemic guidelines. And I'm really excited that Harmony will host a drive-by blessing of the animals on Sunday, October 4th, from 12 noon to 1:30 p.m. The blessings for our creatures of all kinds will be done by Rev. Kathy and Pastor Mark. So drop by the Harmony campus on October 4th. For more information about these and other wonderful opportunities, go to hollywoodumc.org or the Facebook pages for Harmony Toluca Lake. And now for what's happening next in today's worship service, we're going to go to Larry High, who's off-site.
Praise the Lord, my brothers and my sisters. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Happy third anniversary to my Harmony Toluca Lake family. Hear these words from Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 38. Give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. This day, I have the pleasure of talking about a special moment. If we were in the sanctuary, there would be this beautiful trunk that we call the Joy Box. Woo! And we love the Joy Box because it is an opportunity for us to give. I always say that everything that we have belongs to God. Our talents, our time, our finances, everything, our careers, all the awards that we have, everything belongs to God. And we have an opportunity right now to give back to God a portion of all what already belongs to God. There are many ways in this virtual reality in which we can give to the Joy Box. Woo! You can scan on the QR code. You can log on securely to our website, hollywoodumc.org, and click on that donate button. You can text to give, or you can do it the old-fashioned traditional way, just mailing it in. Hear these words from Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. My brothers and my sisters, we have this wonderful opportunity called the Joy Box. Woo! Give. Let us give. Let us give cheerfully to God's ministry that it might unfold in the communities where God has placed us for such a time as this.
Fighting for us.
delivered. You're fighting for us. Always fighting for us. You won't back down facing armies of thousands. You speak one word and they scatter around us. You're fighting for us. Always fighting for us.
Ah, yes. Powerful and magnificent voices being lifted up, these gifts of musical talent being given to Melinda Hale and to Mona Lewin. Oh my goodness, it's just praising the Lord who is always fighting for us and who's doing that in such ways that we don't even know. And it's indeed how great it is, this affirming and amazing love coming from the one true God. So thank you again, Melinda and Mona, for the sharing of this gift and for reminding us of this and for filling our hearts that God is for us and not against us. Today, friends, I stand humbly before you. It is such an honor to share the good news of Jesus Christ. What you've witnessed today during this worship service, well, is just a small snippet of such an amazing and awesome worship community, this second campus, Harmony Toluca Lake, which grew out of a crazy vision for Hollywood UMC. It was a crazy vision that came from God that caught on fire the hearts of the Hollywood church, and that's when they decided to run with it, and then, well, we all ran with it and totally on faith. Some might say on a wing and a prayer. Well, I'd say a bunch of wings and a bunch of prayers, and utterly relying upon, absolutely and continuing to rely upon of God every step of the way. Because let me tell you this. When you're birthing a new faith community, a new ministry like Harmony, well, there's a whole lot of folks who are going to say that is just pure foolishness. But you know what? I can absolutely relate to, as many of us can, to the very first song that was sung, those first lyrics that said, "I feel like dancing, this foolishness unknown. For when the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy, just like we're dancing now." Amen. Straight up. Straight up. When God is working in you, friends, it may seem crazy, crazy foolish. Crazy foolish to the outside world, in the eyes of humanity. But that's the kind of foolishness. That's the kind of foolishness that draws you in, and it makes you yearn and inspires you to make a difference in this broken and hurting world for the glory of God. We at Harmony, as well as at Hollywood, continue to seek these kind of ways to connect and to engage, to be difference makers. And one of these ways is going to be a special announcement, which I'll say later in my message. Now, last week, Hollywood UMC celebrated Homecoming Sunday. And this week, we marked the third birthday of Harmony Toluca Lake. I can't even, it's like, wow, 3 years. It's just like, flown by. And it has flown by in a way that, you think about it, half of the world has done this birthday thing. Because we're now at the six-month mark of a global pandemic. And we are all celebrating a birthday in which we're physically distanced from one another. And that's not a fun way to celebrate a birthday, am I right? And this time of distancing, it has weighed so heavily upon us. It feels like a ton of bricks. And it's impacted us in numerous and untold ways. I'm talking like physically and emotionally, mentally, socially, spiritually, financially, vocationally, environmentally. It's affected our wellness, our well-being. And it's taken a hit. And actually, I'd say we've been taking hits with a big S. Just massive blows. Nevertheless, dear friends, through it all, everything that we have been going through and during this time in which we, let's face it, most likely we're not going to be worshiping together in person in the sanctuary for quite some time. Well, it's important that during this time, and it's helpful for us to be in sync with and of the same mind as Christ Jesus, being in harmony with God, most especially when we're there in the deep end of this life's chaotic swimming pool. Okay, so what does that look like, this in sync with, this being of the same mind as Christ Jesus? Well, we'll get to it in just a few minutes. But first, I want to introduce the Reverend Jefferson Beaker, one of Harmony Toluca Lake's leadership team members. And he also inspires us and leads us with this uplifting online Be Still and Know meditation worship services on Wednesday evenings. Well, today he's going to share with us the scripture focus, which is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. And the translation comes from the New Revised Standard Version. And so with this, we turn it over to Rev Jefferson.
If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Thank you, Rev Jefferson. Well, following Rev Kathy's lead on what she did last week, we have now begun a new fall sermon series called Hashtag This Is Us. And being online, we have what we've discovered, and we recognize that in addition to our Hollywood and Harmony Toluca Lake folks, that there's a new set of worshipers who have connected with us. So acknowledging that, we want to introduce who we are and what we believe. Okay, so what do we believe? Well, here's a portion of a statement that you can find posted on the Hollywood UMC website. Here goes. We believe that God is love, that all people are welcome and equal in the family of God, and that God is for us, not against us. We believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, whose example of radical love and justice we seek to follow. We believe in the Holy Spirit as God's constant presence in our lives and in our hearts, always with us to remind us of God's acceptance and love for us and empowering us to do God's work. Amen. This week, when reading this statement, there was one particular phrase that, well, it jumped out at me. God is for us, not against us. And it tied into my reflection for today's scripture focus, which is from Philippians, this inspirational letter that is filled with love, with objectives from which the Apostle Paul wanted the church of Philippi to work toward. And this is a letter, it's full of joy that starts with the gospel promise of Jesus Christ, and that just continues through its middle and its end. And I thought to myself, how interesting it is that this is such a moving and motivating letter that, wow, think about the dire circumstances that Paul was going through at the time. I mean, he wrote this letter while he was in prison, and he was in Rome, and we don't know what he was dealing with, but it had to be a lot. And so these are the words that he's putting on the page during that time that he wanted us to know about, to be shared. I mean, here's a man who was facing execution, and all the while he's not shrinking inward, but he's expanding outward with love and joy. Here was a man who is basically saying, until I breathe my last breath on earth, I'm on an apostolic mission from God to make a difference for you on behalf of Jesus Christ. And he didn't just proclaim this gospel message to the Philippian church. No, this message was also being proclaimed to the other prisoners whom he was with, and also even to the imperial guard. Paul wanted and hoped that this inclusive, affirming gospel message of Jesus Christ would stay alive with and in and among all of them, everyone. And little did he know that this letter, it and his message was going beyond his death. We're talking almost 2,000 years ago that this letter was written, and it continues to inspire us, for us to live our lives fully for God's good purposes. And I also thought of Paul imprisoned. And here he is, he's dealing with this extremely harsh reality. And I thought about this, that how too that, well, yeah, you know, in a way, we've been imprisoned, dealing with the harsh reality of COVID-19, isolated, cooped up in our homes, distanced from people, especially those whom we love. And we're not able to worship together in person like we used to. All of us are experiencing all kinds of losses in our lives. And it's like we feel like we're lepers to the outside world. I mean, don't hug, wear masks, and keep your distance. And maybe it's also making us, during these days of crisis, rant and rave at God, saying, wait, what? You mean you say you're for us? Well, it certainly doesn't feel like it. These 6 months have been, I'd say, quite the journey. It's been quite the journey. And look, I'm going to admit that there have been moments when I have been really angry at God. I have sparred with God, and I have gotten on my knees, and I've pleaded with God for the lives and well-being of others. And there have been moments where there has been a hard heart struggle. But just like it is that living our best life is an ongoing process, which is really applicable to Christian living, the more that I have turned all of this over to God, my anger, my feelings, whatever it is I'm going through, those tears, knowing that He has my back and He has your back always, this is when a peace, the shalom of Christ, has entered into my heart and just pours over my soul and my very being. Here is when my attitudes and actions transform to will and to work for the Holy One's good pleasure. Now, it may not be instantaneously, but in time it does. And I think this is one of the reasons why Paul implores us to adopt the attitude that was in Christ Jesus, as stated in verse 5, adopting Christ-like attitudes in all areas of our lives. For example, feeding the hungry, quenching the thirst of those in need, caring for the sick, welcoming the stranger, clothing the naked. And as a result of this adoption, when we live in the way, this allows others to see Christ in us, and they become inspired. And this is that expansive, growing love that Paul was talking about. And that kind of love is about giving, not getting. And this also ties into what Paul wrote in verses 3 and 4. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Here, Paul also is calling on us to be humble. And while that's definitely a virtue, that call for humility can actually, it is, misapplied, misused, and abused, especially when it comes to a means of dominating people along the lines of what I would say humiliation and bullying, especially when it happens way too often to people of color, to women, to the LGBTQIA+ community, to other social and cultural groups. Well, I'm going to say point blank, humility and personal submission should not be forced upon individuals or groups of people or anyone in order to establish or perpetuate structures of domination or oppression. Exclamation point, emphatic end of sentence. Sadly, though, there are some who would say that those who are humble, well, they're nothing but losers. But now, wait a minute, would we classify the Apostle Paul as a loser? I mean, here's a man who strived for and he ardently pursued humility, but let's also look at the impact of that he made in preaching and spreading the gospel message, preaching and teaching that came about from Christ. And I got to tell you that loser language really gets under my skin. It just rankles me, especially when it comes out of the mouths of leaders. Because the moniker of loser has a negative connotation, as though the person or persons aren't or they weren't good enough. And I'm going to take this a step further that God doesn't love them like he loves winners. Yet, aren't we all created in the image of God? Aren't we all loved equally by God? You see, labeling someone as a loser is a deliberate removal of a heart connection for one's neighbor. It marginalizes and ostracizes, as though you are beneath me. You are undeserving of love, success, happiness, and joy. You are undeserving of God. But is that what Christ modeled for us, taught us? No. Not at all. Christ put every one of us, no matter the circumstances, the who, what, when, where, why, how, above himself. And that's what Paul is reminding us of. That's what he's saying. He's calling us to be humble and obedient to God and to God's will, to be in healthy relationship with our neighbors and friends. That's everyone with everyone. Let me ask you, what would this world look like if we were to treat each other as if we were equal? What would it look like if we were lifting each other with agape love, treating others better than ourselves, and saying with steadfast confidence, God is for you, not against you? Now, are we going to be perfect in doing what Paul has brought forward to us? No. But you know, with God in the mix each and every day, we can and will get better when we bring our lives and attitudes in congruence with Christ's life. And as a body in Christ, living and growing together, how much better do you think we can face a winter has come pandemic season in our lives? This requires intentionality. This requires us to show up in a new reality, this new reality in which we're living for however long it's going to last. And as I speak about intentionality and showing up, well, here's a way, something new in which we can build in relationship and deepen our connection with one another and with Christ. Starting on Sunday, November the 1st, Harmony Toluca Lake is going to be offering a live weekly worship service on Sundays via Zoom at 10:30 a.m. in the morning. This is a wonderful way for us to be in harmony with God and to praise God. And more information about this is forthcoming soon. With that, I'm going to close with a statement that I came across in a past sermon. And this was when Harmony was about to embark on its very first Sunday worship service, weekly Sunday worship service. And this goes all the way back to mid-September 2017. And this statement, these words still hold true today. As your pastor at Harmony Toluca Lake, I feel it's important to share what I personally believe and what the United Methodist Church believes, making it clear in these troubling times. The belief in equality, diversity, inclusivity, justice, compassion, love for neighbor, for all. And that's the side that I choose as a follower and disciple of Jesus Christ. That's who I'm called to be, and that's who we are all called to be. Friends, may the peace of Christ, the shalom of Christ, be with you this day and always. Amen.